Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, David Ortiz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting third. The DH, Jason Giambi. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Matt Stairs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Grieve. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Kurt Abbott. Batting seventh. The catcher, AJ Hinch. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Scott Spezio. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Ryan Christensen. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jimmy Haynes. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hinch can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Magadan reaches second base with a double. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Giambi strikes out. Two outs. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stairs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawton moves to third. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio fields it and throws to second for the out. Lawton scores. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ben Grebe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grebe hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Abbott takes first base on ball 4. A.J. Hinch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hinch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Abbott moves to second. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. Abbott moves to third. 2 outs. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Spezio. The throw from Steinbach to Walker and they have Spezio trapped. The throw over to Ortiz, who applies the tag for the out. Abbott scores. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Magadan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stairs fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Christensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Magadan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Magadan takes first base on ball 4. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Giambi is 0 for 1 in the game. Giambi strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stairs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stairs hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Lawton. The throw from Hinch and he is safe. Lawton steals second. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a pop-up, foul, towards first, in foul territory. Stairs races over to make the catch. The throw to the third, and Lawton is out, for the double play. two outs. Denny Hocking batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hocking is 0-for-1 in the game. Hocking hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grieve is 0-for-1 in the game. Grieve hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Lawton. Grieve reaches second base with a double. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Abbott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grieve moves to third. One out. A.J. Hinch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hinch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hinch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Spezio batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Spezio is 0-for-1 in the game. Spezio takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Christensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Christensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon bunts towards the mound. Haynes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Henderson strikes out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Magadan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Magadan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 0-for-2 in the game. Giambi strikes out. There goes Magadan. The throw from Steinbach to Mears, and Magadan is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ortiz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a fly ball into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Lawton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lawton hits a line drive beyond third. Magadan can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Lawton. The throw from Hinch and he is out, Spezio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stairs is 0-for-2 in the game. Stairs hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grieve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grieve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Abbott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Abbott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Steinbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Magadan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mears hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Christensen. Mears reaches second base with a double. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hocking is 0-for-2 in the game. Hocking hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. A.J. Hinch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hinch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Spezio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hocking fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryan Christensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Christensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Christensen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ortiz takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. TJ Matthews now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cordova is 0-for-3 in the game. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker tags and scores. Molitor tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-1. Twins. Buddy Groom now pitching. Alex Ochoa pinch hits for Matt Lawton. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ochoa strikes out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Ortiz moves to second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mears hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Spezio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Greg Swindell now pitching. Alex Ochoa now playing right field. Kevin Mitchell pinch hits for Dave Magadan. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mitchell strikes out. 1 out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Giambi is 0-for-3 in the game. Giambi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stairs is 0-for-3 in the game. Stairs strikes out. 2 outs. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Grieve is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Grieve hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Abbott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Abbott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Blower is now playing third base. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hocking is 0-for-3 in the game. Hocking strikes out. 1 out. Billy Taylor now pitching. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nixon is 0-for-4 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blowers fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.